I also was heavily influenced by G.K. Chesterton, who was a Christian, I wouldn't call him quite an apologist, but he was specifically a journalist in Britain around the turn of the last century. So I think he died in 1930. He had a style where he loved to use paradox and a seeming contradiction, which I kind of like too. I kind of like that notion of what seems to be contrary, there's actually some kind of unity in it too. Chesterton was a bit of a gadfly at his time too. My temperament is a bit like that as well. C.S. Lewis, I read a lot of him. He's had an impact on me. John Irving, an American, but he's an expat now. He lives in Canada. As a writer of fiction, he's had a big impact on me. I kind of like Irving's earthiness. He's very his characters are very earthy. They're very. I mean, I don't mean that in a sense of vulgar. I mean in a sense of they're real. They're grounded in carnality, shall we say. Again, not with a sexual sense to it, but it's concreteness in people. Second, he's got a tremendous sense of irony. In one of his Hotel New Hampshire. The Sorrow Floats. I don't know if you remember that particular line, but Sorrow was the name of a Labrador retriever who the narrator's older brother, who was a Nazi, but a taxidermist, stuffed. And Sorrow fell out of a plane and ended up in the Atlantic, but somehow it got back to shore. But, of course, Sorrow Floats also means sorrow in the novel persists, and it does throughout the whole novel. My absolute favorite Irving is A Prayer for Owen Meany, about two young misfits, young men, who somehow work out a destiny in life, but with tons of irony and tons of humor in it, too. Irving has a sense of the irony and the pathos of human life, and yet the characters never become maudlin or anything like that.